talking with Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, but first, let's get an update on our spring pledge drive that's now in full swing. Jean Purcell, good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, we've been talking about that dollar-for-dollar match. Well, good news is that dollar-for-dollar match has been met. And thanks again to all the good people at Urban Land Interest for passing that along to us and helping get this spring pledge drive off to a great start. We've met the dollar-for-dollar match, but that does not mean that you shouldn't continue making pledges of support for Wisconsin Public Radio. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Gene, we've had some fascinating conversations this morning. We've gone from poison and venom, and now we're going to be soon talking to the new lieutenant governor. I don't even have an adequate segue for that. All I know is that every day is an adventure here on The Morning Show. So it's great.
And it's what your dollars, your pledge dollars, help support every single morning. Because this morning, as Kate points out, is not unusual. Every single day, you will find something that interests you and that is of value to you, and you're the one who makes it possible. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is the number that you can call. Make the topics that you tune in for every day possible with your call and choose an amount that works for you and make your gift.
And this membership drive, we have an exciting drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You'll have 5 chances to win. No contribution is necessary. You can see all the rules at WPR.org. Better yet, be automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount right this very minute at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I figured it was important for me to become a sustaining member because I needed to give back. I really enjoy the programs here. I get to hear it every day, and I figured there's buy-in. When I'm a sustainer, I enjoy driving to work, leaving work, being at home, even going to bed listening to WPR. Most media that you hear now, most programs don't have that objectivity that WPR offers. I enjoy all the shows, and I figure you gotta let your money talk. I'm Eben from Appleton, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, morning, noon, and night. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jean Purcell, and it's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this spring membership drive is so very important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And speaking of amounts, you know, it's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are, you know, just kind of part of your routine. Mm-hmm. You walk past the coffee shop, you stop in, it only takes a minute, and it costs more than a buck. Or maybe there's that vending machine right down the hall that you just can't resist.
Well, consider the news, the information, the inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is just the right donation for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs that you enjoy every day.
And thanks again for everyone who made a pledge during our Dollar for Dollar match. And thanks, too, to the people at Urban Land Interests who made that dollar-for-dollar match possible. Your opportunity to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, though, still exists, and you can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Amy from Schofield, says, I've been listening to WPR since high school, and it's what keeps me sane during work. Love the news and music. Amy, we appreciate bringing you that news and music every day and accompanying you on your daily routine. Join Amy and so many others like her out there. Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. We're going to talk now with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes here on The Morning Show. He's been crisscrossing the state, doing a lot of listening, reading Dr. Seuss to kids, a ribbon-cutting ceremony here for affordable housing. He's also been talking about policies that Governor Evers would like to advance in his first budget unveiled last week. What questions do you have about the budget? Join in at 800-642-1234. Lieutenant Governor Barnes, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's excited to be back.
The Evers administration, your administration, put out a sweeping budget last week with policy changes, but there's also been some fundamental disagreement. We had Representative Mark Boren on our program yesterday. He worries this budget isn't sustainable. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said this was a plan created by someone who spent too much time in Madison. Do you feel there's a sense of where compromise might happen in this budget process?
The thing is, this is all politics. If you look at the issues that are the priorities of this budget, they're overwhelmingly supported by the people of the state. I think Representative Boren also forgets the unsustainable way that we were funding roads. I don't think it's very sustainable to continue trends of defunding public education or our university system if we ever want to be a state that's prepared for the future. I think the way that we have been going for the last 8 years was more unsustainable than anything. And Speaker Voss said that the comment about spending too much time in Madison living in a bubble, that discounts the fact that his entire caucus has been existing in gerrymander bubbles all across the entire state, which is why you see such pushback to these items that are supported by, again, an overwhelming majority of the people of the state of Wisconsin. This is a real plan to move the state forward in a very equitable and a more sustainable way, and the public understands that. The Republicans in the legislature have the luxury of these rigged maps, and that's why we see so much opposition.
So under the budget, the gas tax would bump up 8 cents. There are some who are concerned that this is just a short-term solution when it comes to fixing roads. What do you tell lawmakers? What do you tell Wisconsinites who aren't sure about this?
Well, that's a modest 8 cent gas tax increase proposal. The state of Minnesota is proposing 20 cents. Ohio, with a Republican governor, is proposing 18 cents. And the fact is, we have to do something immediately. This could be a more long-term fix. I do see it as a possibility for to be a long-term solution. However, we can't continue to just go this way and say we'll figure it out later and never figure it out later, because that is what has happened. That's why you see so much deterioration on our highways, on our roads, and people are frustrated and upset and are tired of spending an average of over $250 per person on vehicle repairs because of the poor quality of our roads.
It would also index the gas tax to allow for automatic increases in the future, though.
Yeah, and if gas tax is indexed, I think, again, that's why there's the modest 8 cent proposal compared to 20 and 18 cent in other states.
Well, let's talk education here. The plan includes an increase of state spending on K-12 by roughly $1.4 billion. If approved, it would return state government to the days when it funded two-thirds of the cost of public education. It was repealed under Governor Doyle, not restored under Governor Walker. What do you think this could mean for students at the end of the day?
I think it means more opportunity for students. The state has to be an equal partner in delivering education, and that equal partnership means the financial commitment. Two-thirds funding will help to work to fix the funding flaw that we have in our formula that exists, that has worked to create a system of inequality all across Wisconsin. So, again, this is about making sure that every child, regardless of zip code, regardless of income, of their family, regardless of their neighborhood, has a chance, has a shot, and are able to get the same opportunities, the same learning experience as students in neighboring school districts. Sometimes, you know, the stark difference is less than a mile away from what opportunities are offered in certain schools. You know, what neighborhoods have the resources to make education more effective and more impactful. Again, that distance could be as short as a half mile. We can't continue the system that allows winners and losers. And when those winners and losers are our children, then we need to realize we've been doing something very wrong, and we have to fix it.
Talking with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, what questions do you have about the budget proposal from the Evers administration? You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Steve now, joining us from Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind about the budget?
Yeah, I just have a question about health care. You know, one of the areas that's kind of taboo that people don't talk about that much, but one of the fastest segments of suicide growth are white males over 40. So I'm wondering what specifically in the budget is provided to UW or whatever to identify some of the reasons why that trend is there and what could be done specifically to reverse that trend.
Lieutenant Governor, what about mental health in the budget?
Yeah, and I will say first that, you know, mental health is not a taboo topic, and we have to be able to talk about it to prevent these sort of occurrences from happening, especially suicide. The specific demographic he's talking about, you know, I know we do have a real issue, too, here with in the rural communities where farmers are losing their livelihoods and are committing committing suicide at exorbitantly high rates. And the only answer to that before was the suicide hotline, not any real relief to keep them out of the predicament that took away their livelihood in the first place. However, expansion of health care in general means that people have access to more health or mental health services. Expansion of Medicaid, expansion of Badger Care, that is the very first step to making sure that people have access to the care that they need. And on the topic of education, you asked about the University of Wisconsin and research. Well, you look at the last budget, there was a $250 million cut to the entire University of Wisconsin system. That cut meant that many schools lost different programs. Or proposed to cut different programs and different majors. This $150 million increase in funding to the UW system will go towards not just programming, but also research.
Well, let's look at criminal justice for a moment. With increased pay for correctional officers and private attorneys who take public defender cases, it also, you know, delays the closure of Lincoln Hills. How could these changes impact Wisconsinites?
Well, the fact is, if you look since 2011, we can just talk about when Act 10 came and became law. You see, I was on the Corrections Committee in 2015, and they had a chart that showed the employment trends at the Department of Corrections, specifically correctional officers, and there was a sharp increase. An early retirement, a sharp increase in resignation, a sharp increase in early departures for Department of Correction or for officers in the Department of Correction, and which led to overtime, which led to many more facilities and understaffed when these are the last places that should be understaffed because inmates aren't able to have the attention that they need. Safety becomes an issue. You have people who are overworked, stressed, and, like, this is mandatory overtime in many cases. Yes.
Lieutenant Governor, what do you make of Republicans building their own budget?
So the fact that they want to build their own budget means that they are ignoring the will of the people. Again, I don't know how they craft a budget that is more focused on the people of Wisconsin. I mean, they can create a budget for the donors if they want to. That's fine. But they can't continue down this path. And it says something. It says a whole lot about how they feel about the opinion of the majority of voters. People voted for a new direction. Not only did they vote for a new direction, they call for change. We did our budget listening tours. These were very public listening sessions. And we put this budget together with the ideas and opinions of the people that we actually talk to. Forgive me or forgive them if they haven't had these same kind of conversations with average people across the state of Wisconsin. not just other politicians, are following conservative models that are very regressive. And, you know, especially in terms of expansion of health care, raising the minimum wage, decriminalization of marijuana, you name it. They are on the wrong side of history. And again, these rigged maps allow them to do so.
Well, we have time for just one more call. Let's go to Dave in Oshkosh. Dave, hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. So I would like to see something added to the criminal justice reform part that I haven't heard mentioned. When somebody goes to court, they have a case, and under one case, you have multiple charges. A common way to solve these cases is to plea down to a plea bargain, which means some of these charges get dismissed. It is against state law to expunge dismissed charges. You can only expunge a case, and if there's dismissed charges on there, that means you're forever stuck with that case. People, thousands of people are stuck looking like criminals. Even though they've changed, they should be eligible for expungement. Because of this legal loophole, they're stuck with it. I'd like to see this added to the budget.
So what would you say to Dave, Lieutenant Governor?
No, that's a really good suggestion. I appreciate you calling in and bringing that up. Expungement is a real issue. That the process is complicated in the first place, where the judge has to recommend expungement at the time of sentencing. So there's a lot that we can do or need to do in that regard. I mean, former Governor Walker failed to convene the parole board. We have a lot of room to grow in terms of restitution. So I appreciate that call and that suggestion.
Well, in the last seconds we have with you, historically, lieutenant governors in Wisconsin haven't had too much of an assigned role, but your goal on the campaign trail was to take on more. What has your role been in shaping the policies we're weighing here as part of this first budget?
Yeah, the role has been, we've been all over the place. I've had the opportunity to travel with the governor, had the opportunity to travel on my own, and have had the opportunity to sit in many of the budget briefings alongside the governor, so to make sure that, you know, we are putting together the best budget possible for the people of the state of Wisconsin. So I appreciate the governor involving me as a partner.
Is there a specific policy piece that's near and dear to your heart?
It will be the clean energy piece, and the governor has signaled, I think last month at Renew Wisconsin Summit, that he was going to hand that down to the office of lieutenant governor to lead the efforts on Wisconsin becoming a renewable energy leader.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mandela Barnes is the Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, joining us there on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network.